All right, boys and girls, now's the time. I'm going to be talking to the one and only Adam Lambert. He should be calling me any minute right now. Oh, in fact, there he is.
Hi there.
Hi, is this Adam?
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, what's going on, man? My name is Gibo. I represent a radio station here in Malaysia called Fly FM.
Right on.
I know you are pressed for time, so let's get it started, yeah?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so Adam Lambert, you probably get asked this question a lot. What was life like right after American Idol?
Man, I mean, it was just also new, you know? I mean, it was the first time any of this stuff had happened, so I was just taking it all in. I was a little overwhelmed, but very excited.
Right on. And I mean, if singing wasn't your, how do you say, career today, what would you end up doing?
I have no idea. I've been performing since I was a kid. You know, I think that was always kind of what was in the cards for me.
Okay.
Fair enough. The Glambert knows what he wants to do in life. More with Adam Lambert in just a bit. What's up, guys? My name is Gibo, and of course, with me today on the phone is a Mr. Adam Lambert, who I'd like to call Mr. Glambert.
Let's talk Ghost Town. Your brand new single, it's got this, how do I say, it's got a very fresh sound, you know, but yet it's it's dark.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Ghost Town, how did that come about? I mean, were you scavenging high and low for producers? Because this is totally like, if you don't mind me saying, it's kind of like out of your element.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a new sound for me. I mean, it kind of reflects the music I've been listening to. It's definitely a style that I really love. And, you know, the album in general was produced by Max Martin and Shellback.
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys, actually, I worked with on my first album. They did What Do You Want From Me and If I Had You. So it was really exciting getting back in the studio with them again. And I recorded the song to an entirely different track in the beginning. And we all sat around and listened to it. And we were like, okay, yeah, love the lyrics, we love the melody, the vocal turned out really good, but we want something interesting with the production. And
right.
So we sat there and I said, well, look, you know, I love all this 90s house music revival that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we try to go somewhere like that? And they said, okay, cool. So a couple weeks later, I got the version of the track that you hear now, and I was blown away. It's definitely something different. I think the element of surprise is there, which I really love, and I think it's an attention getter.
You know what? It is definitely bang on, and I've got Adam Lambert's Ghost Town dropping in less than 10 minutes. So don't move, stay tuned, stay glued.
Is a ghost town.
That's, of course, a brand new one from Mr. Adam Lambert. It's Ghost Town, and of course, you can catch his album on the 16th of June. It's the original high. However, when I asked Mr. Lambert, when's the next time his Malaysian fans are going to get to see his face live in concert again, huh? This is what he said.
I don't know, hopefully soon. You know, I would love to be able to tour with this album, so hopefully that happens.
Okay.
Well, my fans in Malaysia, I love you dearly, and thank you guys so much for your support, and I hope you love the original high, I hope to see you really soon.
Hey, thank you so much for taking up your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And it was great talking to you, and hope to see you soon on Malaysian shores.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you.
And, of course, good luck with the album release on June 16th, and all the best, my friend.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate
it. No worries.